Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, blissed, hour number two of USA Prepares with Dr. Norm Shealy. And today we're talking about who is Dr. Shealy so that you get a feel for his experience, what he's done, and his wealth and breadth and depth of knowledge. And if you'd like to go to his website, NormShealy.com, NormShealy.com. So, Dr. Shealy, I sent you an email. Did you have a chance to
open it up? I did look at it, yes.
Okay. I just wanted to, I'll tell you what it is, class. I went to TalkStreamLive.com, TalkStream, S-T-R-E-A-M, T-A-L-K, S-T-R-E-A-M, Live.com. And that is a website that will show you the ranking in order from first to last of people listening to broadcasts. Okay, so the top-rated broadcast will be number one, and number two would be below number one, and so forth. And there are two measurements that they have. One is streaming. Streaming is who's listening live. And then there's another one, who's listening delayed. That would be podcasts. And right now, we're number 37 out of over, like, 125 or so listening live nationally at USA Prepares. And in podcasts, meaning downloads and listening delayed, we're number 11. And I wanted Dr. Shealy to see that because for some reason, and I'm not sure why, for the last couple of weeks, we have been in the upper tier of podcasts every day, even when we're not on the air. I mean, even Saturday, Sunday, that kind of thing. So it's quite interesting that my take on this is people are saying they want to hear more about what is happening and what to do about it rather than hear opinions from people who are talking about the news and who done it versus what can you do about what has happened. So we talk about medicine, we talk about physics, we talk about all kinds of things, how to do better with what you have. That's what we do. And what's happening is we are moving up in the ranks, and we have, I believe we have crossed the threshold into the major league. So Little USA Prepares with a faculty of volunteers, nobody's paid, nobody, including me, has crossed that threshold. We don't have an army. We don't have producers. It's just us. It's just a bunch of volunteers that just show up. And when Dr. Shealy arrived this morning, I can guarantee you he had no idea what we were going to talk about. Is that right, Dr. Shealy?
That is correct.
So I wake up in the middle of the night and I think, I think about this broadcast classroom a lot when I'm on the tractor, when I'm with the cows, when I'm walking down the driveway, when I'm, filling in ruts and working, on a backhoe or equipment or cars or whatever it is. I'm thinking about the broadcast and what can we add to it? And I thought that y'all might want to know about who Dr. Shealy is because there's no one like him. I've met a bunch of people, and there's no one even close to Dr. Shealy. He's world-renowned. And I just want to let you know that that is the case. So, and if you want to see this yourself, class, you can go to TalkStreamLive.com and look, TalkStream, T-A-L-K-S-T-R-E-A-M, Live.com, and you'll see it for yourself. So the recurring theme that we've been talking about is safety, 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 and the underpinning of the Hippocratic Oath, first, do no harm. Dr. Shilley, how did we get away from the Hippocratic Oath, where doctors might be willing to jump in and do something risky before doing something safe? What happened?
Well, I think you could say the pharmacomafia took over. The strength of advertising, control, and influence throughout medical school and training. Now, the number one force in that is the pharmacomafia.
Okay, and would you say that the pharmacomafia uses skewed science, bought and paid for science, manipulated statistics, etc.?
You're being kind.
Well, you know, I do remember commercials, and I might not have this exactly right, but it was 4 out of 5 television commercials back in the 1950s, maybe 1960s. 4 out of 5 doctors prefer one cigarette brand over another, Tarryton or Camel or whatever it might have been. Or 9 out of 10 doctors who were surveyed smoked Camel, for example, cigarettes. But what wasn't told is that, you know, a few weeks before that, cartons of cigarettes were delivered to doctors' offices. And then later, the call came in. So, doctor, what cigarette brand have you smoked in the last 2 weeks? A Camel. But they didn't tell you that's because a carton was dropped off, you know, in preparation for that skewed statistic. And I think there's something that goes like, you can lie with statistics, and that's absolutely true. So you really need to, you can lie with graphs, you can lie with statistics, and so we're talking about manipulation of the message to make you believe one thing or another, like cigarettes are good for you. But we all knew, Dr. Shilley, we knew in the 50s that smoking caused cancer, didn't we? I mean, was that?
Oh, yes.
Okay. But yet, the heads of the tobacco companies went before Congress and testified that no, it doesn't cause cancer. They lied. They lied to Congress.
Well, they are cheap skunks.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm being kind.
There's an enormous profit in cigarettes. I can share with you a story that I'm probably the only guy on the planet that can share. Back in the 90s, I was making computers in Virginia, Southern Virginia. It's called Southside Virginia. And a guy came up to me, and he said he wanted me to build some computers for his company. And his name is Bailey. And I built a network for him. And the network that I built is a network that Bailey Cigarette Company used at the startup of their business. And they were really, really broke in the beginning. I mean, I had to lend him the money, if you will, to buy the computers to get started. Now, I didn't actually lend him money. I just gave him the computers on credit. So I built the network, and they launched the Bailey Tobacco or Bailey Cigarette Company. And they started out in a very small small building. I mean, the size of a small house. A small house in rural Virginia. And they quickly bought some machines. And the last time I saw the factory, which was, you know, maybe 20 years ago, it's a quarter of a mile long. 20 years ago. So they did it the hard way. I mean, they really worked on this company. Their name was Bailey, so they were sued by the Bailey liqueur company for use of their own last name, and they were successful in defending the use of Bailey's. But they delivered cigarettes to stores. They built racks, and they were lower priced than the leading brands like Marlboro and so forth. And their thought was that they would be willing to give someone a carton of cigarettes to get them to be a customer. That's how much profit there is in tobacco. That's how much. And how do I know that? Because I was told by the vice president, who's also named Bailey, that they'd be glad to do that. So, you know, the message that I'm trying to convey is that we follow the leader sometimes, and maybe we shouldn't, meaning like smoking. One person smokes, and another person smokes, and catches on really quickly. And we knew in our hearts and in our minds in the 1950s that smoking caused cancer. But people still lit up. Dr. Shealy, so your first book, can you tell us about a little bit more about your first book? How did that happen?
Well, I had discovered that certain things were being done that were very dangerous. And basically, they were injecting into the disc spaces a chemical to destroy the discs themselves. And it actually damaged the blood vessels in that area and even could cause a kind of blood vessel tumor to grow. And to me, that was a wide awakening of the serious damage that was being done by certain drugs without proper care. So it made me totally aware that the pharmacomafia has no conscience. Okay. I don't think they have a soul. They sold it out to Lucifer long ago.
Mm-hmm. And this would be for reasons of profit, right? Money.
Exactly.
More money. Okay. And, it's, you know, Dr. Shealy, literally, I can remember in the 1960s, an office visit to a doctor was $4. F-O-U-R. Not 40. Four. What happened?
Well, what really happened is that LBJ got interested in Medicare. And he, you know, started the process of this concept called Medicare. And I was on the faculty at West Reserve Medical School at the time, but on my home stationery, I wrote him a letter and said, "You will bankrupt the country because the government has never been able to do anything that is financially sound." A week later, I got a phone call from the chairman of surgery, which oversaw surgery and neurosurgery. "Norm, what the hell did you write to President Johnson? I've been on the phone all day with the FBI. They want me to fire you because they think you're a communist." When Medicare came in 1965, medical expenses were 4.5% of national gross product. By 1970, they were 10%. And today they're 21%. And medical care is no better than it was before 1965.
Very interesting point, because I remember going to the doctor's office when I, you know, as a teenager in the 60s. They had nurses, they had doctors. I mean, they had a nice office. It wasn't a rundown shack. We'll be right back with Dr. Norm Shealy.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Talking about Dr. Shealy and his experiences and his wealth and depth and breadth of knowledge. Dr. Shealy, I believe you mentioned that in 1965, LBJ, that would be Lyndon Baines Johnson, former president of the United States, right after John Fitzgerald Kennedy was assassinated, that the GDP, gross domestic product, was 4.5%, meaning 4.5% of the production of the United States was related to medicine. And now we're looking at 21%, which is $1 out of $5 of the gross domestic product is used in medical care. That's a staggering number. Some people used to think that when taxes would hit 10%, there would be a rioting and a revolution. And what I believe you said is that 21% of the gross domestic product is medicine, just to allegedly keep us healthy. Is that right?
That is correct. And we are number 38 in the world in our overall health. We have far, far lower overall health than any other major country in the world.
So we spend more, and we're doing worse. It kind of sounds like our educational system.
Exactly.
It costs between $10,000 and $11,000 per child between the educational years of kindergarten and 12th grade. That's what it costs on average, between $10,000 and $11,000 per year for public school. across the United States, pretty much anywhere. Some places are way more than $10,000 or $11,000 a year. And it seems to me that the more a county spends on education, the dumber the students become. And so would you say our medical system is in shambles, Dr. Shealy, or not yet?
Well, it is, but it isn't recognized that way yet.
You know, I was looking for the article about there's a guy, a famous television personality, Simon Cowell, I think I pronounced his last name, and he was riding an electric bike the last few days and somehow was injured and broke his back. And so the reports are, you know, he's going to be okay and he's going to have surgery. And it reminded me of what you were saying, that when a person has a back surgery, it seems like they have another one and another one and another one. And the surgeries don't seem to get it right the first time. Why is that, Dr. Shealy?
I can't answer that for you adequately. All I can say is, since the beginning of coronary bypass surgery, I have threatened to have tattooed on my chest, "Do not open."
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The statistics suck, and there is no way I would allow you to stick a knife in my chest.
Okay. Well, here's the headline, Daily Mail. Quote, "The impact missed his spinal cord by a centimeter. Simon Cowell, C-O-W-E-L-L, could have been paralyzed when he fell from his electric bike as Star recovers from six-hour surgery on his broken back." So he's a 60-year-old guy, and it looks like he fell from an electric bike, got hurt, spent 6 hours in the operating room. Must have been pretty serious to spend that much time, wouldn't you say, Dr. Shealy? Six hours in the operating room? Okay. And when someone has, I know a bunch of people who have had back surgery. I mean, they had it before I met them, and they've all had to go back for more. All of them. I think the average would be about three times, total of three surgeries, and still not right. Is it because the back is so complicated, or
no,
is it because
it's because it wasn't meant to be operated upon?
Okay. Okay. All right. So it says here that the 60-year-old entertainment mogul is said to be recovering well after having six-hour emergency surgery, which saw a metal rod placed in his back. What do you think about adding metal to one's body, Dr. Shealy?
I don't like it.
Okay. Are there other alternatives besides a piece of titanium or stainless?
Yes,
stainless
bone.
Steel? Bone. Meaning your own bone?
Works better.
Is that your own bone or from an animal?
Well, it can be from a cadaver, or it can be from another, a patient. It should be human bone.
Okay. All right, Dr. Shealy and I'll be right back. I have a bunch more questions for him about his books. His favorite book. Which of all the books is his favorite? We'll be right back.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
With over 5 million cases of the coronavirus in the U.S. now and over 162,000 deaths from it, many Americans are still suffering but hoping for a vaccine soon or for the spread to just stop. But on Face the Nation, former FDA Commissioner Dr. Scott Gottlieb said another wave of the virus is likely on its way.
And the concern now is that this has become so pervasive across the country that it could start to infect more rural communities that have largely been untouched to date and probably are a little bit more complacent because they have been untouched, but are still very vulnerable because the infection hasn't been there.
No major damage, but North Carolina was shaken by a magnitude 5.1 earthquake yesterday morning, the strongest quake to hit the state in over 100 years. This man says,
"What amazed me the most is how loud it was."
And this is USA Radio News.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
The body of a construction worker who was killed in last year's New Orleans Hard Rock Hotel collapse has finally been recovered. Mayor LaToya Cantrell announcing over the weekend the body of 36-year-old Quinion Wimberly was removed from the collapse site nearly 10 months after the accident occurred, claiming the lives of two other men. The fire superintendent said workers are now going to seek to retrieve the body of a 63-year-old victim. He couldn't provide a timeline, though, because he hasn't been located yet in the rubble. Thousands of motorcyclists have gathered in South Dakota for the annual Sturgis Rally. While crowds were expected to be lighter this year because of the coronavirus pandemic, there's little evidence of any social distancing, according to witnesses. South Dakota has no mandatory mask requirements in place. The Republican governor, Kristi Noem, welcomed the bikers on Twitter, saying she's excited for the visitors to see what the state has to offer. American Idol is going to be back, but it's going to be adjusted for the pandemic. The show is to host a live virtual audition tour. It's actually starting today with singers from Delaware, Florida, and Ohio first up. The virtual tour will then continue through the 9th of September. Find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com. Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
Class Dr. Norm Shealy is with us. NormShealy.com. NormShealy.com. Dr. Shealy's written 38 books, and he's got one in the oven, so 39 is coming. Dr. Shealy, of all the books, which one is your favorite? Do you have a favorite?
Yeah, Conversations with G, A Physician's mm-hmm. Encounter with Heaven.
And why do you say that, Dr. Shealy? What makes that your favorite?
Well, you know, my experience of being able to communicate with an angelic guide has, well, been one of my most important contributions. I've got a whole bunch of patents that have come to me through my conversations with my guides, and it's really sort of the central core of my life.
Would you say that when you use the word and letter G, that's with a capital G, that would be God?
No, it means guide, G-U-I-D-E.
Okay. Okay. Well, I was wondering if guide and God were the same as well.
No.
Okay. So you have been, am I understanding you right, that you've been guided and into inventions, thoughts, practices, therapies, etc., and that's what you're talking about?
Exactly.
Okay. I understand. And now, there's so many books. You've got Energy Medicine. You've got the Blueprint for Holistic Healing. You have Living Bliss. You have Soul Medicine. You have 90 Days to Self-Health. You have the Encyclopedia of Natural Remedies. You've got Facts and Choices. You've got Third-Party Rape. You've got Pony Wisdom. Just to name a few. I'm kind of surprised that one of your favorites wasn't the Encyclopedia of Natural Remedies.
But interestingly, it involved a lot more work than most of my other books.
Yeah.
It certainly, got a lot more information. But it doesn't have the same zap, if you will. My second favorite would be Living Bliss, actually.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And you've got another book called Medical Intuition.
Right.
Another one, Speedy Gourmet Cookbook.
Miracles
Life
do
Beyond
happen.
One. I'm sorry?
Miracles do happen.
Yeah, yeah. Holy Water, Sacred Oil. Can you tell us about that book? I have not seen that one.
Basically, essential oils have been used for many, many centuries. And if you get the right combination, you can actually activate an acupuncture point just as well with a mixture of essential oils as with a needle. A lot less painful, just as effective, and a lot quicker.
And what about Pony Wisdom?
Well, that is actually the story of conversations with a dear friend of mine, a very intuitive friend, and it's based upon her intuitive hits.
Okay. All right. And Food Remedies, the Illustrated Food Remedies. Can you tell us
another
about that?
Another one that was fun to work, to do. And, food is the natural medicine.
Okay. And can you share with us some thoughts about your latest book, or is that going to be, will that be delayed until it's published?
Well, it's going to be delayed until it's published. And, of course, the coronavirus has been a delay in everything in life. But this was going to be Restore Common Sense. The most uncommon commodity in the world is common sense.
And Dr. Sheila, you have spent some time and a great deal of your reserves, if you want to call it that, with the university here in Missouri, Missouri State University, regarding conscientiousness. Is that correct? In the
Exactly.
Department of Psychology? Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes. In 2011, a book came out that had been in preparation for since 1921. A psychologist in San Diego asked the teachers to give him the names of their best patients, students. And they followed these kids for 80 years with extreme psychological evaluations. What they discovered is that conscientiousness, the art of being organized and responsible, is the number one personality trait for health, longevity, and lifetime income. In other words, that personality trait alone is more responsible for your overall health, well-being, and longevity than all other known factors.
Seems that we should all be doing that. No, I mean, that's the way you live. That's the way we live here. We plan.
It is common sense.
Yeah. And, you know, Dr. Sheila, that was a term that was used when I was in elementary school. I'm talking about in the 1950s. People used the term common sense. And now it seems that they use it with another descriptor, the uncommon commodity, common
right.
sense.
Well, I remember since at least age five, my father used to say common sense is the uncommon commodity.
Okay, so he must have been one of the originators of that. But, yeah, okay. But now it's really common that people say it's uncommon.
Yes.
By the way, I just bought your book just now, the Illustrated Food Remedies Sourcebook by Norman Chewy. So I'm all excited about I'm waiting to get that. So, Klaus, you can get that. You can buy it on the internet. The Illustrated Food Remedy Sourcebook. Is that one of your favorite, Dr. Julie?
Oh, yeah.
It piqued my interest.
No, definitely.
Okay. How long did it take to write that kind of a book?
Most of the time, I can do it in about 3 months.
Okay. And do you put yourself into a meditative state before you write, while you're writing, while you're thinking about what you want to write, or does it just come out?
I do detach. In other words, in order to focus on writing a book, my number one priority is to detach from everything that would distract me from writing that book. So I don't want to be distracted by idle chatter.
Mm-hmm. That's hard to do. That's hard to do because idle chatter is easy. collecting your thoughts and focusing, that's way harder. I guess that's why a lot of people don't do it, because it's really tough. Okay. And for me, I was taught, at the university and high school level and elementary school level to organize your thoughts. Write an outline, then flesh it out. My book isn't working like that. My book is a bunch of random thoughts that, as I think of them, I write them down, and then I'm going to organize them later. What is your style?
I usually get the title or topic, and then I start filling in the blank spot, so to speak.
Okay. Okay, so do you have an outline, or do you do it without an outline?
I usually write a small outline, but it grows as I work.
Okay. All right. So if you were going to recommend that someone buy one of your books, which one would you say? Start with this one.
Well, it depends on what you want. Actually, my best book for the average person is 90 Days to Self-Help. It gives all the details behind that.
90 Days to Self-Help. And Let's see. Yeah, that's available. Most of these books are available on Dr. Shealy's website class, normshealy.com, N-O-R-M-S-H-E-A-L-Y.com. And you can click on the books, and you can buy them right then and there. Why do you say that, Dr. Shealy? Why would that be the one for most people to start with? What will they, once they have read it, and they actually have to read it, what will they come out with?
Well, they come out with the technique for training your brain to detach from those things you cannot change. That's what's most important about it. Mm-hmm. And that book, mm-hmm. back in 1977, sold under 30,000 copies.
What qualifies for a bestseller book award kind of thing? Would that be a bestseller?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. 100,000 or up is
okay.
A bestseller.
Dr. Shealy, I'm looking at your website. It says you're an MD. We know that. That means medical doctor. It also doctor of philosophy, PhD, and then D period SC, doctor of science. Is
yes.
that what that is?
In Ryoto Raiku, that is Japanese acupuncture.
Mm-hmm. And then capital FACS. What is that?
Fellow of the American College of Neurosurgery.
Okay. And then, so you're an MD, PhD, a doctor of science, a fellow, and a DABNS.
Okay,
doctor of?
Neurological surgery.
Okay. And you're the president of Shealy Soren Wellness and Holos Energy Medicine Education. So quite a list of accomplishments, and this is just the abbreviation. I've been to your farm, Dr. Shealy, and I've been to the chapel on your farm. And out of the way, there's a hallway. And it is it's covered with all kinds of awards. And it's not the first thing you see when you go into this building class. You gotta look for it. And so it's modest in terms of it's kind of hidden from view, but it is incredible in terms of the number of awards that you've won. Do you have any idea how many awards are on that wall, Dr. Shealy?
Half of the pocket, I've never counted.
Okay, Dr. Shealy and I will be right back in just a few minutes.
Not high with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, is called E2 Technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your real water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com. No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
One of our class. So this 60-year-old person has roughly a 3/8 of an inch wide to by maybe 1 inch long and 1/4 inch in depth, kind of a fatty lump between the wrist and the elbow, and it will move up, down, left, right, you know, maybe 1/2 inch or so. I'm trying to interpret this. And sometimes it's painful, meaning a dull ache. Sometimes it hurts when this person lifts something. Any thoughts what that might be, or whether supplementation might help it, or is it surgery, or what's the next step, Dr. Shealy? That's what.
If it is a lipoma, which is a fatty tumor, mm-hmm. the only real treatment is surgery to remove it.
Okay. Okay. And what happens if, does a lipoma cause pain, a dull pain?
Oh, it can, yes, indeed.
Okay. Do they ever go away?
Almost never.
Okay, so surgery. Now, what kind of a surgeon would do this? Would it be a dermatologist? Would it be an orthopedist? What do you think? What would be the next step?
It depends to some extent, but it could be a neurosurgeon, of course. Because mm-hmm. pain is involved, and that is a consideration of who is, you know, most likely to operate for that particular purpose.
Okay, and if it's between the wrist and the elbow, on the inside rather than the outside, you know, meaning facing
right.
the inside of the body, are there any risks about could the surgeon get it wrong and debilitate the arm?
Yes, of done, it is a pretty safe procedure.
Okay. Is this with local anesthetic or general?
Consider the size that you talked about. I think it would be better. It could be a break of plexus, you know, a local anesthesia, yes.
Okay. So that would be an injection in the arm to numb the area and then surgery.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. Very good. I'll pass that. I get, well, maybe the students listening, so that's the answer. Dr. Shuley, your greatest concern for mankind, what would that be right at the moment? Meaning all of us in this together on the planet. Do you have the greatest concern? A greatest concern?
The Committee of 300. Hmm. I believe it is the most evil organization in the history of the world.
Mm-hmm. And no disagreement from me. And you know, I've been watching a television series called Maverick, and it has James Garner and Jack Kelly in it. And this was produced in 1957. And it's the same darn thing. It's the corrupt sheriff. It's the sheriff wanting to get a piece of the reward money. It's the corrupt politicians. It's the corrupt landowners that don't have enough. They want more and more. And it's the manipulation of the cowhands, you know, the gang that moves cows from, you know, one location in the country to another, and they're hot and sweaty and they're kind of rough, and they get manipulated into killing people. It's good against evil all the time, and it's the same darn thing in 1957 as it is today. And it seems to me that it's really out of control now, because if you look at Chicago today, if you look at the shootings that are going on, the protests that are becoming violent, so you have protesters, which is, I think it's a great thing, but then you have like side groups that want to slash and bash and crash and bust and burn, and it's hard to tell who's who, and it's almost like a free for all. And you ask me about the country. You know, when would the Civil War / Revolution start? And gosh, here we are. I mean, it's getting, every time we broadcast together, Dr. Shuley, every week, it's getting worse. And we can't believe anything that the media tells us. Nothing. We can't believe anything that the White House tells us. It's like everybody who is at some level of, we'll call it authority in quotes, has a gun to everybody else who is in authority. I mean, they all have guns to each other's head, and they're manipulating each other. And we're the victims. We're being lied to at every level. Any comments about that?
Well, that's why I call it a fake epidemic.
Mm-hmm. So my understanding is the virus is real, but it's being manipulated into corralling us into doing what those who want to control us want us to do. Is that correct? Yeah. Dr. Shuley,
the evil empire.
When it comes to, if you had children of school age, and let's say they were going to be attending the public school system, and they were being told right now, okay, classes are resuming for the next class year. Would you have any concerns about sending them to class as it used to be before
Absolutely.
What would you do? Would you say no, take him out of school, homeschool him? What would you do?
I would have to look into whether or not we could homeschool, because, you know, that takes almost a full-time job.
It is a full-time job. There's no question about it. But you're concerned about sending him back to the public training camp. Is that right?
Exactly.
Okay. Dr. Shuley, thanks so much for being with us. We'll see you next
Always week. Always a pleasure. Vince, have a good one.
Thank you, Doctor.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.